Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed this ummah with the name Al-Hakim. Al-Hakim is one name from the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hakim, when we look into the root words, the root words are hakama, ha, kaf, and meem. And hakam in the Arabic language means to stop something. Hakam means to stop something. That is why in the Arabic language, a judge is also given the name hakam. A judge is also given the name hakam. And hakam means that he is a judge. Why? The judge stops the people from doing wrong things. So hakam also means to stop people doing things which are wrong. And hakama yahkumu in the Arabic language, this means to do something in the most perfect way. So al-hakim has two meanings, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One meaning is that everything that Allah does is in the most perfect manner. Whatever Allah does, everything is absolutely perfect. And the second meaning of Hakim is wisdom. Wise, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all wise. And when we look into the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we see is that Allah gives wisdom also to certain individuals. Allah is Hakim, the all wise, and He gives hikmat, wisdom, also to people. And wisdom, hikmat, is a special kind of knowledge. Actually, it's very difficult to translate hikmat, which is in the Arabic language, to English. A lot of people translate it with the word wisdom. But it's quite difficult. It is a special kind of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to an individual. That is why in the Quran Allah says, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah gives hikmat to whom He wills. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hikmat, this knowledge of hikmat, wisdom, to an individual, then a lot of good is given to him. فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. A lot of good is actually given to this individual. Now, how do we attain this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the all-wise? Now, this attribute is so important, my respected brothers. Inshallah, at the end I want to cover this. that it actually saves the iman of an individual. Al-Hakim, this name, saves the iman of an individual. And I, inshallah, will explain that. In the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, any man who performs salah for 40 days with jama'at, any man who performs 40 salah, for 40 days, 5 times a day with jama'at, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with hikmat. So for 40 days he is regular in his salah, ba jama'at, with jama'at, then the barakat is that Allah will give him the knowledge of hikmat. And in another hadith, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Ra'sul hikmati makhafatullah. Ras in the Arabic language means the head. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the highest level of wisdom given to an individual is that he has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this in itself is also great wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Now when we look at all the chapters of the Quran 114, what we see in the 21st para is one chapter that is named after a great Hakim of this Ummah, and Allah had blessed him with this knowledge, Hikmat, and his name is Hazrat-e-Luqman. And so if you open up the 21st para, and this entire surah was revealed in Makkatul Mukarrama, and it is the 31st chapter, Surah Luqman. And then after that you get also Surah Sajda, which a person should read in the night, and Surah Mulk. And Surah Luqman is a very beautiful chapter of the Quran when you look into the tafsir of it. Who is Luqman? Ulama agree that this man was not a prophet. This man was not a prophet. He was a righteous man, a very pious man. Some say that he was from Egypt, and some say that he was from Jerusalem, and some even say that he was from Ethiopia, and most probably he was from Africa. But a very, very pious individual. Some have even said that Luqman alayhi salam was the nephew of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam. So these are mixed opinions of the scholars. Khair, what the Quran tells us is that this man was a wali of Allah, and Allah had blessed him with hikmat. And so now, if we look into the Quran, what are the steps that a person needs to take to acquire that position, that level, where a person is also a man blessed with this knowledge that he's got hikmat. That he's got hikmat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا الْلُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ. And we blessed Luqman with hikmat. Now, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with hikmat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened the doors of hikmat for this individual. And then the first thing Allah says, Allah inspired in his heart. Because he was not a Nabi, ilham. Allah inspired in his heart. The first thing, the first step to reaching that level of becoming a wise man in this dunya, Allah is saying, Anishkur lillah. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the first thing we have to remember. So we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. In fact, if you are grateful to Allah, that is only in your favor. If you are grateful to Allah, it is only in your favor. That if you are grateful to Allah, you are grateful to yourself only. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. And as for that person who is ungrateful, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ. Then Allah is ghani. He is completely independent. He needs no one. حَمِيد. Allah has got makhluk that is always praising Him. So the first thing to attain wisdom and hikmat is to always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that you do, the needle of the heart should be pointing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we do a bit of muraqabah at the end of the majlis, at least for a few minutes. Subhanallah, there is no disturbance. And with sincerity, we sit only to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to explain about this great man. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ. Luqman started with his son. Luqman started with his son. وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ. And he was giving nasihat, advice. And the first thing he said to his son, after being grateful, he said to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ, my son, remember one thing. You see, my respected brothers, from a very early age, we need to instill this knowledge, the seeds of Tawheed, in the hearts of the young individuals. Before Superman takes over, Spider-Man takes over, and who else? Batman takes over, and who else? It looks like I'm only the gunehgar and all of you are Sufi. You know, it seems that the Imam is the most gunehgar. I am taking names and you people are saying, you know, Astaghfirullah. You know, look at this Molana. You know, we don't even know nobody and he knows everybody. Koi baat nahi, very pious people. Nobody, chalo. So before an attack takes place with all these fictitious characters, we need to put Allah in the heart. That Allah is your savior. One day your father might not be there. One day your mother won't be there. One day there will be no one. One day you could be yatim. How will you be strong? From the very beginning, train the child. Allah is your protector. Remember, Allah is the one who feeds you. When you're eating food, a little experiment. Buy water, you're drinking. Who gave us the water? Allah. Eating food. Who gave us the food? The clothes you're wearing. Who gave it? Your father's got a business. Who gave it? Allah. We have a house. Who gave it? Constantly. The one who protects you is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're ill, Allah gives you shifa in the medication that you take. So Luqman is starting with his son alayhi salam. My son, listen to me very carefully. One day I will not be in front of you, but you remember my words. La tushrik billah. Words of wisdom. Never ever ascribe partners to Allah. Never ever ascribe partners to Allah. Inna shirka. If you give partnership to Allah Pak, la zulmun azim. There is no other heinous crime than this. It is a grave transgression. By isse bara guna hai hi nahi. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and only one, and He has the control of everything. This is the meaning of Tawheed. And this is the first step of wisdom, that you thank Allah, then you explain that the oneness of Allah is very, very important. So that individual has to be a muwahid. That individual has to be a muwahid. And then Luqman alayhi salam goes on to say, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And remember, you Allah, our Allah, has commanded to all of insaniyat بِوَالِدَيْهِ, that they must be kind and good with their parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ, and that your mother carried you in the womb despite the weakness, despite weakness upon weakness. And then وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ, and then فِصَال means the weaning period is of 2 years. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, and Allah is saying, be grateful to me and thank also your parents. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ, but remember, ultimately your return is to me. And then Hazrat Luqman is giving wisdom to his son and saying, who is Allah? Who is Allah? And he's saying to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ. Imagine if you had something which is very small, a grain of rye, a seed, a very small seed. فَتَكُنْ فِي سَخْرَةٍ, and you hide this in a rock somewhere, or inside it somewhere. أَوْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, or in the heavens. أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, or in the heavens or in the earth, hide it anywhere. يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put that in front of you. That is the knowledge of Allah. Even something as small as a seed, you can hide it anywhere. Allah will present that in front of you. So remember, my son, that whatever you do, Allah is watching you. And then a wise man is that person, he's saying to his son, أقم الصلاة, establish your salah. You can't be wise if you don't pray your salah. أقم الصلاة, establish your salah. وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر, engage in good deeds and abstain from guna. And then a wise man, واصبر على ما أصابك, observe patience, صبر, of that which, of a calamity that touches you, alama asabak, that which afflicts you, inna dhalika min azmi al-umur. And then Hazrat Luqman is saying very, very quickly, wala tusair khaddaka linnas, and don't turn your cheeks away from the people. Don't turn your cheeks away from the people. Wala tamshi fil ardi maraha, and don't walk with haughtiness, takabbur. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does not like that person who is full of pride and arrogance. And then Allah is saying, وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّقْ وَغْدُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ, walk in moderation and lower your voice. Speak calmly. And so these are just some of the adab that is mentioned in Surah Luqman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we understand what is wisdom. So wisdom is special knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to an individual. Now, my respected brothers, remember I said that Al-Hakim is actually that name which saves a person from iman, from kufr. In fact, what is coming to my mind actually is a story of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, if I can recall that. Some of the companions were extremely intelligent and full of wisdom, hikmat, like Dawud alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, they were anbiya. But as for the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was full of wisdom. It is said that once two individuals were eating, and one had 5 breads, and the other person had 3 breads. One had 5 breads and the other one had 3 breads. And so in those days, a musafir, a traveler would come, and so you might have money, but you can't buy anything or any food because there is nothing to buy when you're traveling. So you may have money. So what people would do is that if they were other musafireen, they would share the platter. So the two individuals were actually sitting, and this man came and he was also hungry, and he said, "Can I join you?" So they said, "Khair, join us." And so now three people are eating from eight breads. And so they were eating, alhamdulillah. After food, this man said that, "Look, jazakallah, you've done ihsan on me. I have the money and I'm going to give you hadiah." And he gave that individual 8 pounds or 8 dirhams. And he said, "Look, you know, divide this amount between the two of you." So the one man said, "It's good Arif Bhai sitting here, so he'll correct me if I forget something." And then so what happens is that 8 pounds or 8 dirhams are given. So the man who had 5 breads, he said, "You know what, I'm going to keep 5 dirhams. I'm going to keep 5 dirhams. And you take 3 dirhams. Hikmat, wisdom. So the man who took 3 dirhams said, "You know what, I'm not happy with 3. I'm not happy with 3. I want more." So he said, "Five breads belong to me and 3 belong to you. You take 3 pounds and I take 5 pounds. And he said, "No, not at all." And they started an argument and a debate. And they said, "You know what, we'll go to a very clever, intelligent person whose name is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala." Whose name is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So they came to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. "Which university did he study?" And Hazrat said to him, "Look, you know what, the share that you have, 3, is better for you. 3 pounds, 3 dirhams is better for you. Take it." So he said, no, I'm not happy with 3, I want more." Hazrat is saying, "Look, I'm telling you 3 is better for you. He is giving it to you, 3, take it." And he is keeping for himself 5. Allahu Akbar. He said, no, I want insaf. What do I want? Insaf, justice. That is why never ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insaf, for justice. Never ask Him for justice. We are not worthy. Ask Him for His fadl. Ask Him for His fadl, for His pardoning, for Allah to forgive us. Never ask Him for His justice. Oh ho, why? A lot of people say, no, you know, I'm very good, I'm very pious, this will happen, this, Allah will show this, you know. But you can't talk in that language. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said, "Okay, you want insaf, no problem." So he says, "Both of you sit in front of me." And he said, "Look, 8 breads in total between how many? 3. So basically, 3 people are eating from the 8 breads. So he's saying, what we do is 8 times 3 is 24. Let us assume that there are 24 pieces of the bread. So each one of you would eat 8 pieces. So 24 pieces of bread are there. And so he said to that person who was complaining that he didn't want 3 dirhams, he said, "Look, how many breads did you have? 3. So 3 times 3 is how many? 9. So your share is of 9 pieces of bread. How many? 9 pieces of bread. So you had your own share of 8 pieces, and the mehman ate only your one piece. How much? 1 piece. So right now for you is 1 dirham. For you is 1 dirham. And then going to that man, he said, "Look, how many breads did you have?" He said, 5, Hazrat. So 5 times 3 is 15 pieces. So you had your 8 pieces. And the mehman had how many? 7 pieces. So he has given, the mehman gave you 8 dirhams. So for you is only 1 dirham, for him is 7 dirhams. For you is 1 dirham and for him is 7 dirham. How intelligent they were. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and he's saying, I told you why. Just take 3 dirhams, it is good for you, but you wanted insaf. Now your insaf is only 1 dirham and this man takes 7 dirhams and go. These were our leaders, great people. My Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib, doing tawaf of the Kaaba, he says that after doing tawaf of the Kaaba, a man came to him and said, Hazrat, I want to ask you one question. I want to ask you one question. What is the wisdom of doing or walking around this building Kaaba 7 times? Doesn't make sense. You know, when we are praying Salah, maybe that there is some understanding to it. When we help somebody with money, there is some understanding to it. But when you recite the Quran, there is some understanding to it. But the Kaaba is there and we are just walking round and round and round and round. What is the wisdom to it? So Hazrat looked at him and said, Bhai, this is ibadat. What is it? This is an act of worship. This is ibadat. So he looked at the face of Hazrat and, you know, he wasn't satisfied. He wasn't satisfied. So Hazrat sat down and the Sheikh had a habit that he would want to satisfy you. So Hazrat said to somebody, he goes, look, go and call that person in front of me. So he came again, he says, you know, did you understand me when I said to you that walking around the Kaaba 7 times, that is an act of ibadat, worship, you get reward? He goes, yes, but I'm not content. I'm not content. So Hazrat said, okay, let me give you an example. And he said that, have you got a washing machine in your house? He said, yes. Are you sure? So what do you do with your dirty clothes? Because we take our dirty clothes and we put it in the washing machine. And what does the washing machine do? Spins it round and round and round and round and round and round. And then it goes round and round and round and round. And then when you open the washing machine, the clothes are clean. So Hazrat is saying, this Kaaba is like a washing machine for the people of Iman. It is always spinning. When the people of Iman come, they come with impurity and their guna and their sins. And so when they go inside walking round and round, it is washing away their guna, washing away their guna, washing away their guna. And extra detergent is when you go and kiss the black stone. The extra detergent is when you go and kiss the black stone. And so the more tawaf you do, the more tawaf you do, the more tawaf you do, the more pak you become. Like a washing machine. Hazrat, ab mujhe samajh mein baat aagayi. Allahu Akbar. Now I understand. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, sometimes we don't realize Hazrat Abu Umama is the narrator of this hadith, which is in Tabarani fil Kabir. Tabarani fil Kabir. And he says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qala Luqmanu. Luqman said, Li ibnihi, to his son. Luqman alayhi salam is saying to his son. Who is saying that? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Luqman alayhi salam is saying to his son. The nasihat of the Quran is separate, and then we have the words of Allah's Nabi. And he said to his son, my son, remember one thing. The most fortunate person in this world is who? Alayka bimujalasatil ulama. Sit in the company of the ulama. What did he say? Sit in the company of the ulama. You won't even know. You might not even feel. But it will strengthen your iman. Your foundation becomes very, very strong. Alayka bimujalasati al-ulama. Words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحْيِي الْقَلْبَ الْمَيِّتَ بِنُورِ الْحِكْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive your dead heart by the nur of that knowledge given to them. hikmat that is given to them. Because the real hikmat is the Quran and Sunnah. And so this is very, very important, my respected brothers and elders. These gatherings make a person very, very strong and give him the ability to actually understand what is right and what is wrong. Now, my respected brothers and elders, remember, Hakim means that Allah is the all-wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-wise. Now, how does the word or the name Hakim saves a person in his iman? How does he? This name protect the name. Al-Hakim protects the iman that is inside an individual. There are certain things that a person will say, this is something that I don't understand. This is something that I don't. Immediately a man should focus and say that, okay, I don't understand, but Allah is Al-Hakim, He is the All-Wise, and He knows the wisdom why He has said to us that we should do this. Khatam. We don't need to ponder about anything. If you have any doubt in your heart, any shak in your heart, what is happening? Just say, well, Allah is Al-Hakim. Allah knows. He is the All-Wise. Allah is the All-Wise and He has given an order. Khalas. He knows the wisdom to it. We don't know, but Allah knows. We will do whatever Allah tells us, whether we understand, whether we don't understand, because Allah is who? Hakim. Allah is Hakim. Now there's a difference, my respected brothers and elders, between the thinking of a believer and that person who has got no iman. A person who has iman and a person who does not have iman, there is a difference between the two. A believer has three categories of senses. And the kuffar have two. The kuffar have two. Those who don't believe in the oneness of Allah, who have kufr inside them. That is why Luqman alayhi salam said the first thing, La tushrik billah. Until you don't take out shirk, you won't understand anything. You have to take out shirk. Something very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why, my respected brothers, sometimes even being Muslims, we do things that are like shirk. Even with the kalima, we do things that are like shirk. And then you get those who truly are not from the ulama. They are actors. Who are they? Actors. Really, they are actors. Yesterday I phoned to this Shia channel, Ahle Bayt channel. And nobody gives them a tough time. You know, all of them just relax and talk and, you know. And I phoned them up. And I said, the verse that you are reading, first of all, your recitation of the Quran is wrong. You are saying ahada when Allah is saying ahada. So he goes, oh well, maybe your ustaz were Arabs and my ustaz are not Arabs. So what? Is that an answer? No. And they lie. And they openly hate and show their hatred for Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmain, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And they do shirk. And one of the rulings of what they call Imamul Ma'sumeen. What is it? Imamul Ma'sumeen. That the Imams thereafter are like Anbiya. They are like Anbiya. In fact, even better. Aliyazu Billah. They are free from sins. What are they? Free from sins. So person says kalima. Allahu la ilaha illallah Muhammad. It means nothing. Hidayat comes from Allah Pak. You might have somebody holding a stick and who looks like a peer sab, you know, orange pagri, and a massive tasbih hanging on his neck, and a few murids, and he is dashing out money, you know, and you see people doing sajda to him. Really, have you not seen that, my brothers? Why am I saying something wrong? Have you not seen that? Have you not seen people doing sajda? And they go around and doing sajda to the grave and qabr. Yet they say, Ashiqe Rasool, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is shirk. Luqman alayhi salam is saying, you can't become a wise man. They are the ahle haq, the ulama who tell you what is right. This is something very, very important. And so, the thinking has to be right. The first level in which the Muslims and the non-Muslims are equal, that Allah has given to everyone, which is the five senses. The five senses is a power, these are powerful tools for us to take in information, to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, and to touch. Your five senses. So the kuffar have that, and the Muslims also have that. So we are level one. Level two, we are also equal, be it a Muslim or a non-Muslim. And that is aql. What is it? Aql. Allah has given aql to the people of iman, and Allah has given aql also to the people of this dunya who have no iman. So for an example, you might have an iron rod in front of you. So you know it's an iron rod. But how to make good use of this iron rod that is in front of you? What can you do with it? What are the things that you can do with it? How do you change it? That is your aql. What is it? That is your aql. Your aql tells you with this iron rod you can do this, you can do that, you can use this metal here, you can do this. Your aql, your intelligence. So at level two, we are the same. But for those who don't have iman, everything stops at level two. Everything stops at level two. For a believer, Allah has given him level three, which is the most important. And that level is called wahi. What is it called? Wahi. Revelation. What is it? Revelation. Everything has to pass through the radar of this third level, which is called wahi. Which is called? The others don't have that. The people of iman have the third level. So for an example, if the five senses and your aql agrees to something, then that item has to be put under the radar of wahi. If wahi, revelation, if Allah and His Rasul accept it, then it is pass. Then it is called pass. But if the wahi does not accept it, it is rejected. Even if your five senses agree to it and your aql accepts it, but wahi is paramount. Let me give you an example. Somebody might say, what's wrong with gambling? What's wrong with gambling? There's nothing wrong with gambling. Safe gambling. What's wrong with that? Safe gambling. So somebody might use the five senses and his aql to prove a point that there is nothing wrong with gambling. But when you put gambling under the radar of the Quran and Sunnah, what does the Quran say? Forget your aql. What is Allah saying? Close your aql now, because now it's wahi. What is it? Close your aql and your five senses out. Wahi is saying no. A man of perfect iman will shun it and say, forget it out. There is no logic to it. By why not? Forget why not. We will not even argue. Allah is saying it. It's wahi, khatam. How beautiful is that? If somebody says to you, what's wrong with alcohol? There's nothing wrong with alcohol. Somebody might prove it to you by his five senses, by his aql. But then a Muslim will say, wait, I have to go through wahi, revelation. If it does not pass through revelation, wahi, then you have to reject it. Even if your own mind agrees to it. And some people say that, what's wrong with aliyazubillah, you know, homosexuality. What's wrong with that? And they've written books about it. Nothing is natural. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Just two people who feel close to each other and they want to give dalail and all that. And the aql and their five senses, and they put everything there. It's very, very easy for a person of iman. We are taught that Allah is al-hakim. Allah is the all wise. And this dunya is a place where we are being tested. The third level that is given to a believer is wahi, wahi. And the wahi is saying this is haram. So what do? We reject it. And this is what we call perfect iman. Perfect iman. If a person takes level 1 and level 2 as the savior format, and that he puts a lot of emphasis just at level 1 and level 2, then his iman is weak. Then his iman is weak. And so what he will do, he will play with level 3. And he will look for fatwas that agree with level 1 and level 2 and make things and dilute things. And so actually his iman is weak. His iman is weak. So that is why I said that Al-Hakim is that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even if you don't understand anything in Sharia. Now somebody might say to you, bhai, you're traveling Saudi Airlines 1-2 hours before going into Saudi Arabia. The Maulanas have issued a fatwa. You have to be in Ihram. Why Ihram? 2 hours before. Why can't we put on our Ihram in Jeddah? It's easy. Why not? By forget all that. One, it is level 3, the order of the wahi. And number 2, Allah is Al-Hakim. Allah is Al-Hakim. Now there are answers to that, but there is no time because you people are tired now. If I take too long, you might not come next week. So I have to close it now. So please understand this, that a believer has got three levels. Three levels. And the most important level is wahi, and wahi is Quran and Sunnah. And very simple, you put everything under the microscope of the Quran and the Hadith. If it is there, fits there, it is a green tick. If it does not fit there, it is rejected. Why throw it out? It is bid'ah, it is kufr, it is guna, it is not accepted. Khalas. And that is an easy way of living in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we understand this beautiful name, Al-Hakim, and may Allah make us the all-wise. Just for a few minutes, brothers, inshallah, do muraqabah. Close your eyes and with sincerity and with all love, think of this beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the name Allah and think that your heart is doing the tasbih of Allah. Without the tongue saying anything, the heart is doing the tasbih of Allah. It is doing the zikr of Ism-e-Zat, which is Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فعفو عنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.